Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and today, I'm calm. Love, I hear, is impossible, especially at the funeral sequence, but if it's in the finale, then I'm free. It's a pretty little picture of that dirty old man, but everybody ought to have a maid in the house of Marcus Lycus. That'll show him. Joining us today are the usual comedians tonight, including Kevin, bring me my bride, Jager.
I had to think really hard about what show this was for a minute, but I'm there.
Kimberly, our lovely game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Hello.
And with us today is even more of what you asked for.
Yeah, girl.
Let's give a big Broadway welcome to, they may become the number one friend of the show.
Yeah, maybe.
Trivia 3.
Trivia 3.
I think you just wanted to call it Trivia 2.
This is Trivia
3. Now, let's break it down.
Yep.
I have one win.
Uh-huh.
Kevin does not have any wins.
I don't.
And Kimberly has a win.
Yes.
Correct. But Kimberly elected that I would be in charge of this trivia.
Who was the very first one?
Me. That's my one.
Oh, yeah.
We like to pretend that didn't happen.
I know. But that's what we're going to do today. We are again at Taco Dumbo. This is our new trivia spot.
Yeah, I'm all about it.
We don't do trivia here, but we do trivia here.
Right, just alone
exactly.
In the corner.
Yeah. Don't forget, Taco Dumbo is... We came to the brand new 42nd Street location.
47th between Street.
What did I say?
42nd.
That's not true.
No,
I lied to you.
You
all.
Did.
You'll see tap dancing at 42nd Street. You'll get tacos on
47th Street location between
tacos
6 and 7.
Tacos and tapping are confusing.
Yeah, thank you.
One tastes good, one is obnoxious.
Yeah, but oh, whoa.
You're right. I do love the taste of a tattoo.
Don't talk about tacos that way. They have 7 locations currently open in Dumbo, Penn Station, 52nd Street in Midtown. That's why I got it confused,
right.
But it was still wrong. Garment District at Herald Square in Soho. Coming soon is Midtown East, FiDi, and the Oculus at World Trade Center.
Totes.
But yeah, we had some great tacos tonight.
Oh my God, so good.
They have gluten-free options. They have vegetarian, vegan options.
And dairy-free.
We had the mushroom truffle tacos.
This is really a great place for you guys to come if you're seeing a show.
Yeah.
Because the tacos...
Out of town.
Yeah.
You don't have to be seeing a show. You can just this is a restaurant that you don't need to be seeing a show before or after.
Of course.
I don't understand.
I'm so sorry.
But if you happen to be seeing a show, this is a great place to come because you can get an assortment of amazingly tasting tacos, but they're mini tacos. Tacos?
Kevin was trying to say cocktails and tacos.
I was.
It just came up with tacos.
Tacos? But you can get tacos here that are incredible. They're great for sharing. You won't feel too full when you see a show. It's a good place to come check
it
out.
Also, there are pomegranate seeds in the guacamole, and I just want to say that's how guacamole should always be and should have always been.
Yeah, I didn't know that I was missing pomegranate seeds in my life.
It had a nice crunchy pop to it. I loved it.
But this is the second time I've had pomegranate seeds, and I still love them.
Awesome. So, Kevin, what are you drinking?
So, I am drinking the classic margarita. It's fantastic here at Taco Dumbo.
I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Me too.
With a salt rim. Yeah, Kimberly, last time we were here, she got a fancy one, but she started out just with the boys on this one. So we are going straight.
Because you know how those boys drink classic margaritas.
Cheers.
So we're going to say cheers.
Cheers. Taco Dumbo. Thank you for having us.
And now Brian is going to take a chill pill because I am taking over this podcast.
Because I won last time and I decided that Kevin got to do the trivia the next time.
She did.
Because I enjoy not doing work.
Right. So I am coming at you guys with this special edition of trivia for Broadway Wasted that is a lyric palooza. So everything that has to do
so poorly.
Everything here has to do with lyrics. It has to do with things on cast albums. It's all this kind of crazy stuff. So
things on cast albums like the pictures?
We'll get there.
Okay.
The pictures.
So it's going to be audio things that our listeners can play along. So I have four rounds here for trivia. So we're going to go through, and the way this one works is it's going to be like who rings in, but it's going to be who rings in after I finish reading what I'm reading.
Okay.
So the first category, I'm just going to dive right in. So this is the Lyric Palooza trivia game. We're jumping in. Kimberly versus Brian. Let's see what happens. So the first category is called What Are You Talking About, Winthrop? And this is examples on cast albums where characters' dialogue is recorded.
Okay.
So this one is an opportunity for multiple points. So you can get 1 point.
So you mean it's not a lyric?
Correct.
For Lyric Palooza.
Correct. Lyric Palooza, okay. We're starting out with non-lyrics.
Are we building up to lyrics?
Yes, we'll get to lyrics. So you get a point for the show, a point for naming the song and or track, because you
like
know.
Like the number?
No, not the number, but like the name 17. Of the track. Like, right. For example, like, on the Fun Home soundtrack, there's like different names that don't exist in the program.
Voice number two.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. You get 1 point if you can name the character or characters who are speaking, and you get 1 point if you can name the actual actor or actors who are speaking.
Okay.
So the possibility of 4 points total.
Okay. And Brian's keeping score?
And Brian's going to write down who gets what point.
Just say out loud how many people score. So
correct. So we're going to go with question one. This one has two different people speaking, so I'm going to try to do different voices so you know in one
oh,
is
I'm
one and one
excited
is two.
For the character work.
This is great.
Have you seen this? Someone put a video of your speech online.
Oh, sorry.
My speech?
Brian, I know too.
People started sharing it, I guess. And now, I mean, Connor is everywhere.
Oh, wait, I couldn't tell you were done.
Kimberly rang in. So
no, she didn't.
All right, Brian rang in.
No,
so Brian,
can
first, can you name the show?
Dear Evan Hansen.
Correct. You got 1 point. Can you name the track or the name of the song?
You Will Be Found.
Correct. Can you name the characters who are speaking?
Jared and Evan.
Incorrect.
So how many points did I get?
So you got 2 points.
Okay.
Kimberly, can you get the last point for who the actors are?
Is it Rachel Bay Jones and Evan Hansen?
You are incorrect. So it was
Evan Hansen played Evan Hansen.
Brian is correct. It was Dear Evan Hansen and You Will Be Found.
Right.
And the problem you missed that it is Evan speaking to
the other mom.
No, it's Crystalyn Lloyd.
That's who I couldn't remember.
Okay, so Brian got 2 points and Kimberly got 0.
Fine, whatever.
Question 2. Congratulations on the movie. Your performance will stay with me for a long time. Barry is one of my closest friends. We go way back, but seldom forward.
Are we allowed to get repeats?
Congratulations on the movie. Your performance will stay with me for a long time. Mary is one of my closest friends. We go way back, but seldom forward. Kimberly.
That is Merrily We Roll Along.
It is. What is the track?
The Blob.
It is not.
Ugh.
What is the name of the characters?
Well, Mary.
Correct.
And who? Are there three?
No, just two.
Just two. Nah, I don't know. It's not Frank, but it is Frank?
It is Frank.
Oh, it's Frank.
Okay, so you got that point. So you've got 2 points.
Yeah.
And then who are the actors that I'm referencing?
Which cast album?
She was waiting to say that to you.
I don't think that this was recorded on the original cast album. At me if I'm wrong. But this I'm going off of the Kennedy Center recording.
The Kennedy Center recording. I was hoping you were going to because say I was the going Encores
with,
recording.
I was going with our friends of the show. One of these actors is a friend of the show.
Is it Liz Calloway? I don't know who did it at Kennedy Center. I only know the Encores production.
That is not right. Do you have a man guess?
A man guess?
Well, you guessed the female part.
That's true. Who was also on the show?
Yes.
Did Matthew Scott do the Kennedy Center?
No. So Kimberly got 1 point for Merrily We Go Roll Along.
I knew the characters, too.
And you got the characters. You got 2 points.
Yes.
Brian, do you have a guess what the track is called?
No.
Do you have a guess of who the actors are?
The track's called Good Movie.
The track is called That Frank.
You heard what I said. I just what I said.
Do you know who the two actors are? Frank. One of them is a friend of the show.
I mean, I know this is wrong, but Colin Donnell.
That is correct.
He did it at Kennedy Center?
He did.
In addition to Encores?
Unless the album that I have is Encores and I thought they did it at Kennedy Center, then I'm wrong.
Because are you also looking for Celia Keenan Bolger?
I was.
That's the Encores production, and that's what I was going to
Didn't
say.
Didn't they do it at Kennedy Center, too?
No. They did it at Kennedy Center, but not them.
Okay, then I'm an asshole, so we'll give Kimberly 3 points, and we'll give Brian 1 point.
Well, except for that, Frank. But.
Yeah. Kimberly gets 3, and Brian gets 1 because he got Colin.
Okay.
But I knew Colin, too, because I knew it was Encore.
We'll give Brian a point. Just give him a point.
But he's wrong. He wasn't at Kennedy Center.
It's fine. Okay, so that was that one. I messed that up. Boom.
So trivia's going well.
Question 3. I'd do anything for you. I'm your best friend.
Well, all right, then. Let's get some sleep, huh?
Yeah.
I'm so tired.
Brian.
That is Book of Mormon.
It is.
That is Josh. That is Cunningham and Price.
Correct.
That is Gad and Reynolds.
Correct.
And that is, I don't remember.
Kimberly, do you have a guess what the track is called?
No, I was busy wanting to let you know that it was Merrily We Roll Along was at the Kennedy Center in 2002, starring Miriam Shore, Michael Hayden, and Raul Esparza.
So are you taking this moment to show me how wrong I was in the last question?
And I didn't pay attention to this question at all.
Yes. Okay, so Brian got 3 and 3
You're
of the points right.
You're my best friend from Book of
Mormon. Yes.
What did he get wrong?
You're just trying to guess the name of the track or the song.
I do anything
I don't remember the name of the song.
Friend.
I know, I can hear it in my
The it's song the, is called I Am Here For You.
Yeah, right. It's the lullaby. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Brian got 3 and Kimberly got 0. You got that?
Got it.
All right, moving on.
Yeah.
I miss working together, all of us laughing at practice. I miss you. But I think about myself then, and it's like looking back at a whole other person. I'm not sure I recognize myself.
Hi, I'm Danielle. I don't think we've met.
Campbell, hey, so what happens to us now? Kimberly.
Bring it on.
Yes. I gave away one of the answers in the actual script.
Campbell.
Yes, and?
I don't know the rest of their names.
It's just one other name. I just said it.
Campbell.
But the
Danielle.
Other, yes.
Who so are you got Danielle.
Bring it on, and Campbell and Danielle, who are the two actresses?
Campbell is Taylor Lautermann.
Correct.
Danielle is...
Coming back to Broadway this year.
Helena York? No, she got hurt, and that's why Taylor Lautermann was in Bring It On.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Danielle. Oh, Tina.
You're right. What is her name?
I know her name very well because I like her a lot. Adrienne Warren.
Yep. Okay. And then what is the name of the track?
What do we do now? Oh gosh.
So many people are yelling.
I know.
It's because, like, I just sing along as it goes on a loop on my Spotify, and I don't think I've ever known the name of this song.
What's the name of it?
So the name of the song is We're Not Done.
Yeah.
But good job, Kimberly. Three out of four.
Nice. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Right down.
Next question. Forsooth, fair Juliet, wouldst thou likest yon hot chocolate? Oh, Jimmy, wherever did you learn to speak like that? Why, it's fancy talk. From Romeo and Juliet. Because when a guy wants to, you know, woo a girl, he needs, you know, the right language. Kimberly.
So that is from Reefer Madness.
It is. What's the name of the song?
That song is called Just Like Romeo and Juliet.
I'll give it to you because it's Romeo and Juliet.
It's called Romeo and Juliet.
I don't know about that, but it's okay.
It's sung by Jimmy and Mary.
Correct.
Who are played by...
Jimmy Harper and Mary Lane, if you need to know. Yep, but I'll get to you.
Were played by Kristen Bell and Chris Campbell? Christian?
It's Christian Campbell, can I give it to her?
4 points, yeah.
Okay, so we'll give her the full point.
As soon as I said Chris.
No, that's why I was just making sure that Brian was... I didn't want to be rude to Brian.
Totally fair.
Okay.
He just showed up. They're doing Reefer Madness somewhere, and he just showed up at their curtain speech.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's wonderful.
Isn't he
very
brothers
handsome,
to Neve Campbell?
Yes. That's why she was in
Correct. Thank you. I knew that was something. Okay.
Are
you ready
BJ
for the next question?
Like a month ago.
Brian, you gotta catch up.
Have you seen Reefer Madness?
I haven't.
It's so good.
You've never seen Reefer Madness. This is like up your alley. You would love it.
Okay.
This is the kind of show like you would write.
Okay.
Especially that song.
Yes, absolutely.
Romeo and Juliet.
Okay, ready? The next one is, what are you looking for? If only I knew. Then what's the use of looking? I'm on my way home. Want to come?
I don't know.
God, you remember how we used to run back to my house and play pirates? Kimberly?
That's from Spring Awakening.
It is.
The characters are Ilsa and Moritz.
Correct.
The track is Don't Do Sadness / Blue Wing?
Yes. And the actors are?
If you're going from the original cast, the actors are Lauren Pritchard and John Gallagher Jr.
You got it.
Great.
Damn.
If you're going from the new cast, I don't know.
No, you did good. Fair, fair. I also think there would be four actors if you went by the new cast based on who the people were playing.
Fair. And who was speaking and who
correct.
Was acting.
Yes. So I just went for the original cast.
Sure,
but
sure.
You're right.
Well done.
I remember how I've seen that show most of anything I've ever seen.
And this, I was never going to win that one.
All right, this one, ready?
Yeah.
And I was like, remember how I used to go home and play pirates? He stuck me. I was like a fairy queen. Okay, go.
Whoops. I almost fell, Murray. The mother of your children splattered across Fifth Avenue in a bloody heap, Murray. And it's all your fault. I even read it so you could kind of guess. Kimberly?
No, I
dinged
it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Am I just not in this game anymore?
Brian.
I have no idea.
This is...
Murray.
I don't remember anything about this.
Okay.
But I know that it is, I can't think of anything right now. But I know this.
Are you afraid of anything?
Stop the World, I Want to Get Off? No.
No.
It's, the Jason Robert Brown Song Cycle.
It is?
Oh, they just did it.
Yes.
Why can't I think of the time? Oh, my gosh.
I know it now.
Oh, my gosh. Why can't
I? 5, 4... 3, 2.
I can't.
1.
I literally blanked out.
Kimberly, do you have the name of the show?
Wait, now I'm second guessing myself.
Just go for it.
Songs for a New World.
It is.
Why? Yes. Oh, I'm so
do you
mad.
Know what the song is called?
No.
Do you know what the name of the character is?
No. Murray.
Do you know? No.
She's
do you,
talking.
Do you
she's on
know
the
what the,
talking to her husband.
I have two actresses listed because I have the most recent recording. And I also have the original.
Shauna Bean.
Correct.
Okay.
It also could be Jessica Mulaski who did it in the original.
Cool.
Brian, you have, should I come back
I
to you?
I literally can't.
Okay, so Kimberly gets 2 points. It's Songs for a New World, and it was Shoshana Bean or Jessica Mulaski. The character is Woman 2. And the song is called Just One Step.
I knew Just One. I'm so mad.
Just One Step.
They
just
mentioned it at Joanna's step. Wedding yesterday because that's what she sang again to Ithaca College.
Oh.
So mad.
That was good, though, Brian, because I could tell in your eyes you knew it, but it just wasn't connected.
How many points did she get?
2.
Damn. I'm so mad. All right.
All right, we ready for the next one?
Yeah.
One of the few surviving plays of Aristophanes, this is a bawdy and comic account of one woman's extraordinary mission to upset the status quo of the Peloponnese-something war. Kimberly.
Spelling bee?
No. Brian? Can I give him a hint?
Yeah.
This is a friend of the show. A good friend of the show.
Yeah, this is Patty Murin.
It is.
And Lysistrata Jones.
It is. What character?
Lysistrata Jones.
Correct, you got 3 points.
And I don't know what the
track is called Just Once. This is when she reads the Lysistrata spark notes online and gets the idea.
I've never seen that or the frogs, and I was deciding between the two, but this, like, but that actually helped.
All right, I got a couple more. The next one is, oh, hi. Thank heaven you're here. You look absolutely terrific, honestly. Mother wanted me to come out in a kimono, so we had quite a fight. Kimberly?
It's Grey Gardens.
It is. Mm.
It's Little Edie.
It is.
Bouvier.
Yes.
And the actress is Christine Ebersole.
Correct. And the song is called...
And the song is called... Oh, goodness. What is that song called?
I believe she performed it on the Tonys.
She did. That's why I know it, because I didn't see the show.
I didn't either, but I'm
obsessed. Oh, you watch Tony videos?
I'm yes, obsessed with this album.
What is it called? Is it called, like, My Hat or something?
It's something about that.
The skirt?
It's called Revolutionary Costume for Today.
Revolutionary Costume for Today.
So Kimberly gets 3 points there.
Yep, I got it. Yep.
Revolutionary.
And the last question in this round.
Sure.
Think long and hard. Conjure her up in your mind. What would she say? What's her final statement to a cold, unfeeling planet? Dear world. So that's two voices.
I don't know.
I don't know this. I probably
give
do
up?
Know it.
You give up?
I give up.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
So the answer is the musical is Heather's the Musical.
Oh, yes.
The song is The Me Inside of Me. It's when she's writing the first fake suicide note.
Yep.
Sure.
The characters are Veronica and JD.
Yep.
Who were played by either Barrett Wilbert Wheat and Ryan McCartan in America,
uh-huh,
or Carrie Hope Fletcher and Jamie Moscato in London.
All right.
Yep.
So that's been What Have You Been Talking About, Willis?
I might have gotten that, but I don't know.
I had a feeling you might get it, but...
Yeah.
All right, Brian, where are we at point-wise right now?
I have 9. Kimberly has 19.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
The next category is called Show Tune. And what's going to happen is I'm going to read lyrics, and you're going to have to tell me the show, and you're going to have to sing the melody that the lyrics go to.
Okay.
So you get 2 points, one for the show and one for the melody to the lyrics. Does that make sense? So the question one. I've had so much trouble finding my way there. When I get close, it disappears.
Wait,
I'll read
what
it again.
Tell you again.
I've had so much trouble finding my way there. When I get close, it disappears. What's the show
you?
And the melody?
Let's Brian. Break it down.
Incorrect.
I don't know what
this is. I wrote this one for you, so I'm shocked. Kimberly.
Man of La Mancha.
No.
So you said you wrote it for him.
So the answer is, the musical is Seussical.
Oh.
This is from Sala Salu. So he says, I've had so much trouble
here's
finding
a question.
My way
if
there.
If you have to give us, we won't count this one.
Oh, you'll but sing the melody
but
then?
But if you can give us the show,
you can then
we
sing
have
it?
To figure out what it is.
Sweet.
But not for that
I'll
one.
I'll do that for next one, yes.
Yeah.
So that's When I Get Close, it disappears. So that's the first one.
I didn't know that.
All right, question two.
Okay.
Not from me, not from anyone who knows him, not a morsel, not a crumb, not a clue. I have nothing more to say to you. Kimberly.
That's You Don't Know This Man from Parade.
It is.
What
How does it go? Not from me, not from
anyone. Not from anyone who knows him. Not a crumb, not a morsel, not a clue.
I have nothing
more to say to you.
That's correct. Kimberly gets 2 points.
All right.
I sang that in sophomore year of college.
I was good. Some of these I'm like, they might have done them. All right, ready? Question three. There's a kind of a sort of cost. There's a couple of things get lost. There are bridges you crossed you didn't know you crossed until you crossed. Kimberly. What show is it? What show is that? Are you still trying to figure it out? You know the whole song.
True.
Yep.
Wait, why don't I know? Because happy is what happens. Yep. When all your
so I'm going to give you the points for the melody because it's clear you know the song.
Yes.
Are you okay with that, Brian?
Yeah.
Because she just sang half of it. Do you know what show it's from? Happy is what happens when your dreams come true. Did you have today? Thank goodness.
Oh, it's from Wicked.
It is. Well done. She got both points. All right, next question. In my life, I'm no longer alone. Now the love of my life is so near. Find me now. Find me here. Kimberly.
Hi. Find me now. Find me here. Yes?
Correct. So the words are, in my life, I'm no longer alone. Now the love of my life is so near.
Now the love of my life is so near.
Yep.
Find me now. Find me here.
Yep, and that's correct. That's,
and it was A Heart Full of Love.
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, it's called In My Life that goes into A Heart Full of
Love.
But yes.
That's 2 points.
I've sang all of these songs. I'm sorry, Brian.
Next question.
You're choosing, did you look to her book and then do this?
I know, I'm sorry.
Kevin, I was a soprano. What are you doing?
I just like girl songs. All right, next question. Are you the sweet invention of a lover's dream, or are you really as wonderful as you seem?
Are you the sweet invention of a lover's dream?
But what is that from?
That's from Cinderella, and that is... What is the name of that song? It's not 10 minutes
ago. I didn't
know
this either. I had to look it up. It's Do I Love You Because You're Beautiful.
Do I Love You Because You're Beautiful. Yeah. Yep.
But I didn't ask her the song name, so you got it. So you got 2 points.
Oh, okay.
All right, ready?
Yeah, whatever.
I'm literally looking at Brian to try to give it to him. And you think of all the things you've seen, and you wish that you could live in between. But you're back again, only different than before... After the sky. And you think of...
And you think of all of the things you've seen and you wish that you
literally,
could live in between.
Can't
you can't hear it?
No.
And you're back again, only different than before.
No,
after
I'm
the
telling
sky.
You.
Do you know what it is now?
Yes, but I'm not good at
what
this.
What is it from, Kimberly?
It's Into the Woods.
Yes, it is.
But I don't... I'm telling you, this is you've literally found my Achilles heel. I'm not getting it.
So Kimberly got 2 points on that one. I didn't think this would be that hard.
No, I'm not good at this.
Proclaim it from your pulpit, in your classroom with your pen. Teach every child to raise his voice, and then my brothers then.
Okay,
Brian.
This one I know. Because
yes.
This was in my book.
Yes, how does it go?
Even though I can't play this part.
Right.
Why was this in your book? Who let you do that?
I never used it in audition, but I could sing it.
You could sing it, right?
Yeah.
How does it go?
This is ragtime.
Proclaim it from your pulpit.
Proclaim it from your pulpit. What are the lyrics?
Proclaim it from your pulpit with your classroom.
With your classroom.
With your pen.
With your pen.
Teach every child to raise his voice.
And then my brothers then.
Correct.
Ba, 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 ba,
yes,
ba,
and that's from what?
Make them
fair.
Hear your ragtime.
Correct. So Brian got 2 points.
The lyrics from Laguna, because as we've established many times before.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
You have enough points there.
That's
those are my first 2 points in this round.
Yes.
Great.
From La Jolla, rather.
Burnt out ends of smoky days, the stale cold smell of morning.
Oh.
A street lamp dies, another night is over, another day is dawning. Kimberly.
Cats.
Oh, well, this one I was never gonna get.
Yes.
What's the first lyric?
Burnt out ends of smoky days, the
pale
cold smell of
morning.
A street lamp dies.
Street lamp dies, another night is over.
Another day is dawning. Correct.
Memory.
What song is that? Yep. Kimberly gets 2. And then, ready, Brian?
And this
I
is like,
I
am very
gave her a point.
2.
But I forgot if I already gave her a point for getting cats.
You just give me one more. I don't care.
No, it doesn't matter. Anyway.
And then this one is,
that is point.
And as for me, I made my mind up back in Chelsea. When I go, I'm going like Elsie.
This is Cabaret.
Correct.
And as for me, what good is sitting alone in your
You got it. So Brian got 2 points there, and that's been the show tuned up.
Oh, great.
Yeah, great.
No!
Me, right?
So Brian, what's the recap right now? Well, I have one more. One more in this category. Sorry. Don't give me the recap yet.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm coming, wait for me. I hear the rolls repeating.
Damn it.
The falling of our feet, our feet, and it sounds like drumming.
I'm coming away from me. I hear the rolls repeating.
The falling of our feet.
Falling of our feet.
It sounds like drumming.
Like drumming.
Yep, which is
Hades Town.
Correct. So now what's
Kevin, it seems like you just wanted me to sing.
I did.
You guys talk before this?
No.
All right, what where are we at, Brian?
It just seems like an audition.
You're like, you know what? I didn't love that song. Can you do something
can
else
in your
book?
Kevin's like, Kimberly Belt? I'm not sure.
Let's find out.
It is 34 to 13.
Yes. Okay. So the next round.
Yeah, whatever. Let me hear it.
Is called Say My Name, Say My Name. And this is, I am going to name.
Only songs from Brian's book. Oh, cool. Interesting.
Hi, I am going to name a musical.
Can Brian Bell? Let's see.
I'm going to name a musical.
Okay.
And you are going to give me the name of the lyricist of that musical.
Oh. It's going to be harder than we think it is.
Question one. Tootsie the Musical. Brian.
Yazbek.
Correct.
He wrote the lyrics too.
I know. I was surprised.
Oh, all right.
I'm trying to catch you on some of these.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, question two. And this one I will say there's an additional lyric person, but I'm not asking for that person because I'm assuming you won't know that.
Sure.
I'll say that for our listeners.
Will I get bonus points?
If you know both, then you get 5 extra points if you know the extra one. The show is The Phantom of the Opera.
It's Andrew... No...
Lyricist.
Yeah.
Tim Rice.
So you're incorrect.
Okay.
Brian, who is his lyricist for the name of the opera?
I'm so mad, I don't remember.
You gotta have...
Oh, Hart. You gotta have...
But who, Hart?
I don't know. I don't know if I even
know. Okay, so neither
of you actually know this.
So his name is Charles Hart.
I didn't know that.
I've never heard that name.
And the additional lyrics...
I love that song, you gotta
have additional Hart, lyrics were written by Richard Stilgo.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Who also is credited, I believe, with writing the book.
Cool.
Okay, so that was Phantom, so we'll move on.
Yeah, I didn't know that at all.
It's question three.
Okay.
Aida. Brian. Oh.
That is Tim Rice.
That is Tim Rice. And also, if any of you have a chance to see a Tim Rice show, please read his bio, because his bios and playbills are incredible. Because they are, like, self-deprecating in the best possible way. He literally, like, his bio will be like, he has written other musicals, but you've probably never heard of him because composers are more famous. Like, literally, his bios are brilliant.
That's awesome.
So please read them. All right, question four. Next one. Mean Girls. I'm going to give it to Brian. You got a split second before.
What's her? Do I get a half a point for her?
We'll give Brian half a point for the first name. Kimberly, you get a half a point for
Nell Benjamin.
Correct.
Next one. Wicked.
Schwartz.
Brian.
Stephen
Correct.
Schwartz.
Next one. Man of La Mancha. Brian.
Ooh. Is it Darien or Lee?
You were correct. Joe Darien.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Never heard of those names in my life.
Next one.
Okay.
The Prom. Brian.
Actually, I don't know.
The lyrics were Chad Begley.
Correct. Anyone Can Whistle. Brian.
Sondheim?
Correct.
Yes. There was a moment and there was like, is that a Sondheim show?
This next one has 2 lyricists, so you can get 2 points if you know both. 6.
Oh, I don't know their names.
Long is one of them.
No.
She wrote the music?
That Long is not a name.
Isn't that her last name?
There's
Abby
an
Long
L
or something?
There's an L.
Abby Lane? Abby...
And the last name is not an L. The first name is an L.
Lane, Len, Long, La... I don't remember.
Do you know Kimberly?
No.
The lyricists were Toby Marlowe and Lucy Moss.
Lucy Moss.
They wrote
damn.
Both together, so I counted them both
yeah,
as lyricists.
Yeah, sure.
And the last one in this category, Fun Home. Brian.
Oh, my God.
You get a guess. I'm going to give you 10, 9, 8.
I forget her name.
7, 6.
Lisa
Crone.
Correct.
Yeah.
So Kimberly got that one. Where are we at now, Bri?
Okay. 19-36.
Oh, yeah.
Even if I got those, there's no way I can catch up. Do you have a round 4?
I have a round 4.
This is great news.
And in this round 4, each question is worth 3 points, because let's make it exciting.
Okay.
Okay, so this one is called Spoiler Alert. So for those of you who don't know classic musicals, you should not listen until you've seen all of them or listen to them. But what's going to happen is I'm going to read you lyrics, okay, and you are going to tell me the major moment in the plot that happens directly after these lyrics are said. You okay with me?
Yeah, I hope I know all these jokes.
Okay, so question one. The earth moves where I stand. I feel the turning of the wheel. I feel nothing in my hand, not even the feel of steel. You will not take my child. You don't know how to kill. I have no other choice. What I must do, I will. Kimberly.
That is Miss Saigon, and Kim kills herself.
She kills who?
Brian.
This is right before she kills the army guy.
Correct. I'll give Brian the point. She kills Tui.
Oh.
Look, Tui, this is my son.
You're right. I'm so sorry. And oh, that was dumb. I got
just cocky. For everyone who's excited.
This was my turning point.
This is the song was called This Is the Hour. This is the end of Act One.
This is the hour.
Yep.
Yep.
All right,
it's
ready?
Is that a melody thing again?
Yes.
Okay.
So question two. It was bad for me. Was it bad for you? It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over.
That's Contact from Rent and then Angel Dies.
Correct. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, bless my homeland forever. Brian.
They all go to the mountains?
I'll give it to you because it's the Von Trapp family go on the run.
Okay.
They sing that in the thing?
They sing it in the concert and then they run away.
I will say... Don't they all do so long farewell before they leave?
No, because he sings Edelweiss
by himself
while they're leaving.
While they're all leaving.
Correct.
Okay.
Because those little kids are slow. So Maria's got to get going with.
Sure.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Hard to see the light now. Just don't let it go. Things will come out right now. We can make it so. Someone is on your side. Kimberly.
That is from Into the Woods.
Yes.
As No One Is Alone.
What's the big plot point that happens next?
The giant comes down. They kill the giant.
They kill the female giant.
Okay.
Sirius, gotta wake up and take our journey. Sirius, I'm telling you as a future attorney. You want the moon and sky, then take it, don't be shy. Baby, that's why you and I...
I don't know.
I'll read it again. Kimberly?
Legally Blonde.
Correct.
That's why you and I... Wait, say it again.
Do you mind if I read it again, Brian?
I don't.
Sirius, gotta wake up and take our journey. Sirius, I'm telling you as a future attorney, you want the moon and sky, then take it. Don't be shy. But baby, that's why you and I...
Have to break up.
Should break up. Warner breaks up with the...
I couldn't decide if it was him or Elle singing that song. Because she does a reprise,
she
right?
She does.
Okay.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. We'll sit down, right down together like a happy family should. We'll eat and talk and laugh and joke, my family and me. It's going to be good, going to be good, going to be, going to be good, 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 you'll see. Kimberly.
That's Next to Normal.
It is.
And that's the reveal... Hold on. Is that the reveal that she brings out the birthday cake? Yeah, she brings out the birthday cake.
So that is when...
And the kid's dead. Yeah.
Correct. That is when Diana enters with a birthday cake for their son Gabe, who we find out is dead the whole time.
I didn't realize that had happened so early
I saw
on.
That show in the second preview, so like the word of mouth had
on
not
Broadway?
Leaked. Yes. So the word of mouth had not leaked yet, so I didn't know he was dead until that very moment.
Me either.
And it like blew my mind.
Yeah.
It was so good.
And that came at a time where, like, that wasn't a common trope.
Correct.
No.
Because, like, that happens all the time.
Yes.
Now.
Yes, but that was not something
not,
that
I'm talking about, like, movies and
correct.
Everything.
That's not something I expected.
Yeah.
No, I saw it off-Broadway, and as I walked into the theater, there was this really hot guy walking in with his bike, and he, like, took the elevator up, and we were all like, who is that handsome-ass
Was it Aaron DeBate?
It was Aaron DeBate, because the show started, and, like, the hot guy I saw in the lobby was up there in his underpants.
And you're like, oh, I saw you.
And I was like, hello, and then now I'm Mary Jane, just because he also went to Ithaca.
Oh, true.
Oh, right, that's why.
Yeah, of course.
The next one is, can I read all your, are you good?
Mm-hmm.
sunrise, sunset, swiftly fly the years, one season following another, laden with happiness and tears. Brian.
This is Fiddler on the Roof.
It is. It may not be directly after the lyrics, but it's like the major action that happens after this song.
Is it the wedding sequence, or is it when they tell them they have to leave?
I listed it as the wedding is attacked and the temple is desecrated by soldiers.
Okay.
So I'll give it to you for that. I don't think it happens directly after that song.
When
but
they do Shabbos before the wedding.
Because the next song is then...
Sunrise, Sunset is during the wedding. That's the wedding
it's
song.
While they're watching the wedding.
Oh,
but then
sure,
there's
sure,
the
sure.
celebration song, which is not lit lyrics, so that's why I went with that one.
That's fine.
Just a preface.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, the next one is, climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow every rainbow till you find your dream. Brian.
Maria leaves, or... Maria declares her love for the captain?
Correct. And then after that song, Maria goes back to the Von Trapp family and declares her love for
him. Sure.
The next one is, say something, talk to me, say something, anything. At the light, this can't be our last. Brian.
The father kills himself in Fun Home, or at least not chronologically.
Correct.
But like...
What I listed it says, I'm with you, and you got the points. I listed as Allison's father says his last words to her.
Okay, that's
which
fair.
Which is basically what you were trying
okay,
to say.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Okay, and then the next one is... You should
Service
be,
was so good.
He was so incredible in that show.
I saw his understudy and him, too. Like, not the
oh,
same
you did?
Performance. That'd be crazy.
They were both, like, competing like, to get attention.
That, I mean, he was incredible. And, yeah. like, so was the understudy.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
that part is so
oh, yeah,
well written.
And also, just since we're talking about it,
yeah.
I just want to throw... I saw it at the Public, and then I saw it on Broadway.
I forgot you saw that.
And Michael...
Well,
Michael,
did you see it at the Public?
I didn't because I missed the last 3 minutes because of the whole thing.
Yeah.
The pipe burst and they kicked us out of the theater.
Yeah.
It was a whole thing.
And they just explained to you on the phone what happened.
Correct. So I got tickets to go back. So I got to see it twice in
oh,
the Public
right.
and once on Broadway.
I got the brass ring on this carousel and asked me if I want to stay
Michael
on.
Cerveris is one of the greatest actors that I've ever seen on stage because he was able to give the exact same performance in the round that he was able to do on a, like...
Proscenium.
Isolated stage
That's
with a proscenium, and that was really powerful to me. The next one is, you should be loved by someone like Jake. Somebody strong who's
Sorry.
Able to take
like
whatever comes along. Sharing life with two is more than I can do. If only I'd known it before, loving you is more than I bargained for. Brian.
I also don't know that.
That's Sideshow.
It is.
You should be loved
by someone like Jake. Somebody strong who's able to take whatever comes along. Sharing life with two is more than I can do.
Oh, I don't remember the plot twist, so.
If I'd only known this before.
She goes to Jake and I don't remember how this ends.
So this is sung by Buddy.
Right, because it's Jake sings the original.
Correct.
Because he's like proposing his love to her.
Yes.
And then, I haven't seen this. I've never seen this. I
You've
only
never
know
seen
it
this show?
From the album.
Yes. So what happens is, I'm going to give Brian the points because he knew what show it was and knows the basic idea. Basically, Violet and Buddy are about to be married
right.
at like the Texas Dome or like a big like show.
Sure.
And Buddy backs out of the wedding
because
at the
he
last
knows that
minute.
She should be with Jake.
And because he's like, I can't marry someone who's attached to someone else.
Okay.
So the big thing is Buddy breaks their wedding. And that is the end of my little trivia. So while Brian adds that up, Kimberly and I are going to talk about other cool things we see here in Taco Dumbo. I am obsessed with the fact that the bar is two-sided and that there's like
a
side...
I love a big bar.
Don't you love that? Like when it's like a wraparound bar that is like a good portion of the restaurant instead of just like a waiting portion.
There's this new bar up by our apartment and like... The bar is maybe 15 seats, and the restaurant is huge. And we're like, that's not what people want. Like,
no,
want,
yeah.
I want 80 seats at a bar.
The restaurant that I worked at when I first moved here, Yeah. The biggest complaint people had was that the bar area was not big enough to hang out.
Dude, I didn't even have a chance.
Did she kill you?
She won 45 to 37. I got 18 points in that last round. But because you decided to go through her book and only choose songs that she knows by heart.
I'm going to say, none of those songs have ever been in my book.
But, like, you sang them all at some point.
I will say
just in the car or the shower or school.
There you go.
Or in a show.
Anyone who knows me knows that my brother always makes fun of me because my brother loves like a male voice, and he has like most of his like music he has is like male artists.
I'm the same way. Most of the artists I listen to are a male voice.
And I don't. My brother always teased me because he said it was a gay thing that I love me like my female divas.
No, Jay only listens to girls.
But I
not
love
female.
Right,
Benfold,
like
but.
Mostfold. Like Mostfold. Benfold.
Mostfold.
Yeah, Mostfold.
Right. So
you pass my drink.
So I immediately went, I'll take the one that I just shoved my thumb in.
Okay.
So, but I, Kimberly, because you'd sung those songs, maybe you had more familiarity with the lyrics.
I can't remember.
And when I think of lyrics and like melodies, I visualize the page and the words.
No, I don't do that. I like them. So,
I do
the
too.
Whole thing.
I do too.
Like if I heard a melody, it would be way harder for me to put the lyric to
same.
The melody.
Same.
Than the other way around.
I could easily any of those things that you just said.
Yeah.
I could have easily sung.
So
the
maybe
melody.
When it's my turn, I'll do that for you guys.
Well, Kimberly,
just to make
since,
me sing again.
So since Kimberly won,
yeah.
Are you going to be the trivia master or is one of us?
Since you've both done it, I guess the next time I'll do it.
Okay, so the next trivia episode you hear, we'll have our tried and true game master taking on the trivia master role.
Then I can't win.
Right.
I mean, that's up to you. You don't have to choose yourself.
Or I just like... And then at the end of the game, if you guys get less than 10 points, I get 20. I'm
but,
not against it.
But because you won, you get to choose the
you
quote.
You do. You get to make the choice of the quote again.
I just want to say Conrad again.
Well, you have 30 seconds to think about it while Brian does a wrap up.
Yeah,
seconds.
So
okay,
think about
go.
It. But you can follow us at Broadwasted.
That's us.
Join our Facebook group.
Yeah.
You can join our Patreon for as low as $5 a month for
yep.
a full episode.
Totally.
And then additionally... you can find us on the Broadway Podcast Network.
Yeah, check it out, guys. There's amazing shows on there. There's some shows from, like, stars that you've seen, shows that you love. There's, like, great podcasts on there, like The Ensemblist. There's How to Be More Chill.
Josh Lehman's
Swallow podcast.
Broadway.
Like, there's amazing podcasts on there, so check it out.
And check out the new ones that have been created just
specifically
for
the podcast
awesome.
Network. And on that podcast, keep checking out the website, because not only will you find your amazing podcast, there's going to be video content. There's a lot of new content that's just exclusively Broadway. Great place to find all the stuff that you guys
but
love.
But you can still find us on things like Spotify, Stitcher,
yeah, of course.
iTunes.
The same way you've listened to us before. This is just another option with great content and awesome different like things on there as well.
But once you get to iTunes, rate and review us there.
Five stars, please.
And thank you.
It really actually does help people find it.
It. Really
We've
does.
Gotten feedback
yeah.
of people who... Because it like showed up in their information and in their search and whatnot, like the algorithm. I couldn't think of the word. They found us, so it really helps.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
But Kimberly, do you
here
have
here are lyrics from something that was in my book for a little bit that Kevin didn't say.
Okay.
So there's a fine line between what you wanted and what you got. You got to go after the things you want while you're still in your prime. There's a fine line
I know
between
this one.
Love
okay.
and a waste of time.
This
Brian,
is-
the melody.
This is a fine, fine line. And this is Avenue Q.
It is.
Yeah.
Who's the original, Brian?
Who's the original, Brian?
No, who played the original, who's the character, Kate Monster?
Oh, she super interesting.
Okay.
So it's Stephanie DiBruzzo.
Yeah.
Okay. And one thing I'll never forget is because she tweeted during the Tonys and she
uh-huh.
was like, it was one of the highlights, but it was also one of the lowlights of my life because, like, if you look at everybody else from that year, they were treated as, like, the next divas. It was Kristen Chenoweth. It
yep.
was Idina Menzel. I forget who the other ones were that year.
Yeah.
And she, like, felt left out. But, like, even though she's wonderful in that, I will always, always, always remember her Scrubs episode. It's the musical episode.
Uh-huh.
Because she's the one in the bed. But she's spectacular. That cast album changed my life.
Oh, my God. So
like,
good.
Like, more so than a lot of other ones.
So good.
That was a great one, Kimberly.
You're welcome.
But thank you so much to Taco Dumbo.
Definitely.
We love you. Again, we're at the 47th Street one. almost said secondhand, 47th Street One. They have 7 locations currently. You should check it out. If you have, we love you so much, but as we, in every episode, we raise our glasses.
Yep.
Zoot doo wop bum.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, you were drinking. That's okay. Cool.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.